Anyone want to buy a ghost town? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, with the Federal Reserve making a decision on interest rates by midday on Wednesday, there's a very downbeat report this morning from the New York Fed. It's a survey of manufacturing in one region, New York State, and it posted the biggest drop ever. This index has turned negative for the first time in 2 years. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
You see this thing, the Federal Reserve, the New York one, just came out with this survey of manufacturing in its region. It looks awful.
Yeah, so we know that the manufacturing sector is weakening. It's weakening with the global economy. So the global economy is slowing down. Global manufacturing is slowing down, and the U.S. is not immune to that. The sector is having a hard time.
A lot of declines in this report, but one of the worst ones was new factory orders in this region.
Right. That's kind of the worst indication, is that the leading indicator, the new orders, is the weakest component. And these are some of the timelier reads that we get on the economy. So these are the sorts of tea leaves that the Fed is pondering as it meets this week.
Right, because this is a Fed report. So the folks in D.C. meeting about interest rates tomorrow and Wednesday will have seen this.
Yes, they will have seen that. They're trying to figure out how much of this is a worrisome trend and how much of this is just, well, we expected the economy to slow and it's slowing and there's nothing worrisome about it. That's a hard call for them to make.
There is a chance the Fed lowers interest rates this very week. A decent chance?
It's not the baseline expectation of Fed watchers or even the market, but the market is expecting the Fed to cut later this year. So the question then for the Fed is, if you think that that is the right expectation, why wait? So there's a small chance.
Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
A Puerto Rico oversight board has a tentative deal with creditors to make it easier for it to pay back a big pile of debt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Washington. Nancy, tell me about the deal. I think it covers $35 billion Puerto Rico had borrowed.
That's right. And that's about half the bond debt Puerto Rico has to repay. David, these bonds are essentially an IOU, which Puerto Rico promises to pay back with interest. The bondholders wouldn't get all of their money back. Most of them would get at least 64 cents for every dollar they invested. Some of the creditors sued Puerto Rico, but the deal does take that into account.
And what's Puerto Rico's reaction to what this federal oversight board is doing?
Well, the governor is not happy because another agreement the board is proposing would cut pension payments to retired government workers, including teachers and judges.
And the Puerto Rico bankruptcy, I think that's 2017, right?
That's right. Puerto Rico took on this debt and issued these bonds over the years. It eventually defaulted. Now, Puerto Rico's creditors still have to vote on this deal, and it has to be approved by the judge overseeing Puerto Rico's bankruptcy.
Nancy, thank you. Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going to go back to the 80s. Check out our mighty fine new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you the news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org. Now to ghost towns in the making. In Spain, an estimated 4,000 rural towns are in danger of dying as people move to cities or more modern suburban settings. But some real estate companies have a strategy to profit from this. As Lucia Benavides reports, the buyers are often foreign business people looking to get into rural tourism.
The town of Esplada, in the northeast region of Catalonia, sits right off the highway, surrounded by green hills. There's no cell phone service, and only one house still stands, where Maite Martín and her husband live.
When we leave, if no one takes over, the town will die.
The couple moved here 20 years ago and opened a roadside restaurant. Now, they're retired and want to leave. Esplada, made up of 14 stone buildings, mostly in ruin, is on the market for $310,000. Elvira Fafian runs a company that's in the business of selling these types of towns.
Someone had to show that rural towns are still alive.
Her company, Aldeas Abandonadas, or Abandoned Villages, is run like a real estate firm. Fafian works with landowners to help market their towns to businesses and individuals wanting to live in rural Spain, and then gets a cut of the sales price. The towns sell for anywhere between $100,000 to $5 million. Fafian started her business 12 years ago. She says she's been selling 10 a year, mostly to foreigners.
They are attracted to these types of properties being sold in Spain for prices that would be unthinkable in their home countries.
Some of the towns were subsequently renovated for rural tourism, others used as private estates. But Uriol Anson Fradera, from the regional Catalan government, says the challenge is creating diverse economies in towns at risk of dying.
If you fix a town for people to live in, but you don't have access to healthcare services and grocery stores, it gets complicated.
He says selling villages isn't going to bring back these communities. In Barcelona, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.
And $4 billion, do I hear $4 billion and $1 sold for $4 billion. The art auction house Sotheby's, the whole thing, has just been sold to Patrick Drahi, a French and Israeli media tycoon, for indeed $4 billion. Drahi also collects art, so this will be handy. Patrick Drahi, not to be confused with Mario Draghi, who is the head of the European Central Bank. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.